Mistress Jane Digby. She was born in 1807 and died in 1881, and after all the running around and messing around that she did, it's a miracle she lived to be 74 years old. Jane Elizabeth Digby was the daughter of a British admiral who had fought at Trafalgar, but the family wealth had actually been provided by Spain as a result of her father taking over Spanish ships and their cargo. So the family got wealthy the legal way, although it was, almost piracy. Except as far as Spain is concerned, it's piracy. Now, Jane was a very beautiful girl, even at a young age. As a matter of fact, her mother decided that she would have her coming out party earlier than usual. Normally, the coming out party for official society is around 18. She decided to have it in 1823 when Jane is at the age of 16. But she was stunning and mesmerized a whole group of males, including her future husband. At the party, 33-year-old widower Edward Law, or Lord of Ellenborough, saw her, became enamored with her. He'd been a widower for about 4 years. And, of course, Jane, she wasn't interested in the older guy. She wanted romance. But Mom and Dad had their eye on a good political and financial wedding. After all, this man had very large estate holdings and money. So marriage it was. But, of course, she quickly grew bored of Edward, who actually preferred the pastry cook to Jane. And for 2 years, she remained faithful, even though young noblemen were chasing her pretty hard just about everywhere she went. So she was being the dutiful wife and being good. But, of course, finally, she gives in. She gets fed up with it. So she becomes the mistress of not some little local lord person, but the special ambassador to Great Britain from Austria. This is Prince Felix von Schwarzenberg of Austria. Well, she was nuts about him, and she was just fascinated over the fact that he was in love with her. He was like her trophy plaything, and he was her trophy plaything. She was so wild about this that at one time she climbed to the roof of her house and shouted for everybody to hear, "I am the mistress of Prince von Schwarzenberg." Now, there's somebody who's having a good time. Now, this lasted about 3 years as his mistress because she became pregnant and eventually produced a child for him. Meanwhile, her husband wasn't real happy about all of this stuff, so he had actually petitioned the House of Lords for a divorce. So we end up with this debate and the publicity involved, because he brought witness after witness after witness, and all of this publicity is going to follow her forever. As a matter of fact, it's going to end up helping her to become parts of, I think, 4 books during the time period. While the debate is going on, she went to Paris, where she gave birth to a girl, and her lover, Schwarzenberg, took the child and then dumped Jane. And left her, which is nice of him. Jane then became the mistress for a short period of time of the Honoré de Balzac, the novelist. She, in his book, The Lily of the Valley, published in 1835, is Lady Dudley. That is supposed to be Jane, but there were other books written prior to Balzac's work. In 1826, Almack's, which is a 3-volume novel about English society by Stanhope, made Jane the maiden character. In 1830, the book The Exclusives by Lady Bury covered Jane's affair with Colonel Anson. And in 1835, the same year as Lily of the Valleys, The Two Fields by Lady Blessington portrayed Jane as a spoiled, immoral seductress. Most of who knew Jane actually thought that this book was the most accurate portrayal of her. So she's a spoiled, immoral seductress. Well, what would you expect in a mistress? You wouldn't expect a spoiled, moral seductress, now would we? Now, in 1831, she went to Munich, and there she became King Ludwig of Bavaria's mistress. But she's forced to marry to give proper decorum. And the rumor is that the Queen of Bavaria issued an order that forced her to get married. Of course, she's pregnant at the time. So her next husband is Baron Karl Weiningen. And six weeks after they're married, she gives birth to a son. So, wow, that's pretty quick. 3 years later, she becomes the mistress of a visiting Greek count, Count Theoki. And, of course, Jane's husband, she wouldn't mess around with him while her husband was at home. She waited till he was gone, but he came back too soon and caught them. And he wanted a duel. And so him and the count dueled it out over Jane, and Jane's husband, the Baron, nearly killed her lover, who did manage it for a while. They thought he wasn't going to make it, but he eventually recovered. Jane then asked for a divorce, which the Baron gave her, but kept the two kids. Okay, so we've had an affair with Schwarzenberg, and she has an illegitimate child, but he keeps it. And now she has her second husband, whom she divorces for this Greek count. And they have two children, and the Baron is going to keep them. And, well, anyway, Jane and the count then go back to Greece. Now, for 5 years, she is his mistress. But later, after her divorce was final, must have taken a while, she was able to marry the count. However, that required her to become Greek Orthodox. Now, they were married for 10 years, and after the death of her youngest son, Leonidas, she had had enough. She decided to divorce him. Now, she's 44 years old. She's gone through three husbands here. Okay, all divorced. Then she becomes the mistress of King Otto of Greece, which is interesting because that's Ludwig I of Bavaria's son. So she messed around with Dad. Now she's messing around with one of the kids, but adds another famous monarch, at least, to her crown. Then, while she's messing around with King Otto, she has an affair with the 70-year-old Greek guerrilla leader Hagi Petros. And she's with him for a while, but she leaves him when she finds out that Petros is also sleeping with her maid. So this is, I mean, we're hopping from bed to bed, and so is everybody else. So Jane decided that, you know, because she has plenty of money, obviously. She's done a good job of collecting that. So she decided she wanted to go to the Middle East. She wanted to go and see the city of Palmyra, at least the ruins of Palmyra, which is the capital of Zenobia, a famous woman queen who took over eastern part of the Roman Empire for a temporary period of time. So she went to Syria to see the ruins of Palmyra. And while she's there, she met Mejul El Mezrab, who fell in love with her and also protected her because his brother wanted to kidnap and ransom her. Eventually, those two were married in 1855. Jane lived very happily with him for the rest of her life, but it's kind of an odd life. Half of the year is spent in Damascus in a villa with all of the luxuries. And the other half of the year is spent in a Bedouin tent in the desert. And the two of them are together for, as I said, 26 years. And she will die in 1884 of dysentery, of all things. I guess being out there in the desert eventually did her in. But here's a lady who started off in England, worked her way all the way to the Middle East. So I hope you enjoyed that, a little something there. Sources for this are my Encyclopedia of Mistresses and by Sova. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. and leave a comment, ask a question, and check out the CDs. Thank you very much.